for the... Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Hey, wherever you are, whatever the weather, it's time to take 25. Why don't you just put your feet up, sit back, relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Irene, you sound like Darth Vader.
You ought to try hearing me from my head.
Well, I think you actually look like him a little bit too. What's up? I'm just going to take a photo that's going up on our Facebook page. Why on earth are you all masked up?
Well, it's just a little bit of respect for you guys, because I don't want you getting this little bug that I've got that I managed to pick up from my great-grandchild, poor little thing, on the weekend, who it's just one of those coughing bugs that affects your ears and your nose and it's a viral thing. The doctors can't do anything about it. You just have to let it run its course. But it does spread very, very quickly. It's very contagious. And so we locked up in this little room. I just didn't want you both coming down by Thursday and ringing me up and abusing me.
Oh, is that why I didn't get a hug this morning either?
That's exactly why.
There you go. You haven't tried Vicks on your feet, have you?
Oh, the whole fixing on my feet. Well, we probably should tell the listeners that I've got this mask all over my face. I look like Darth Vader, not just sound like him.
I know you do, and we're going to put that photo up there because I think it's quite funny. But isn't that very nice of you, very respectful for us to hopefully not catch your little whatever it is?
Well, yeah. I'm very pleased that you appreciate my respectfulness. I don't think there's enough of that in the world today.
No, there's not. And that reminds me, and this is a week or so ago, and it really annoys me, but how do you show respect when you go into someone's house or someone else's environment? And it kind of irked me a little bit when I saw the headlines about Jacinda when she went in to talk to the Muslim woman, I can't remember which area, but anyway, she went into their space, and the headlines are, Jacinda wears a hijab. And I thought, I wonder when a piece of material changes from a scarf, or changes to a scarf, to a hijab, to anything. Do we throw a scarf over our head? When does that become a hijab?
Yes, I think that's just the media putting names on things that they've got no right to put names on, quite frankly. Jacinda's showing her respect. She doesn't wear hijabs, but she's showing her respect by making sure that she's got her head covered with a scarf. It's as simple as that. And it's exactly what I do when I go into a Muslim place. And it's about respect, taking your shoes off in a marae, you know.
Isn't it interesting? And I kind of think, have we lost that moment of showing respect to other people? Is this almost a type of racism or discrimination? Oh gosh, now we're getting a bit deep for a Wednesday afternoon, aren't we?
Yeah, I know.
But is it?
Yeah, well, it is, I think, if they turn around and try and turn the scarf into a hijab, because she shouldn't have to do that. Showing her respect is enough. Wearing their clothing is not necessary. Well, that's the way I look at it anyway, and I think it becomes racist on the part of the Muslim ladies if that's what they're asking, but I don't think that is what they're asking. Look, it's the same when I went to Sudan. I made sure that I wore trousers right down to my ankles and that my ankles and my wrists were covered, because that's part of their culture and tradition that women shouldn't be showing those parts of their bodies. So I had these very lightweight, voluminous pants and blouses and things to try and breathe and had myself covered. It's not a problem. It's respect. And there were a number of women who wore shorts and T-shirts, and they complained about how they were treated in the markets and things.
Yeah, interesting. Just going through Russia last year as well, when we went to any of the churches there, you had to cover your head, and they also gave us a skirt. So it didn't matter if you wore trousers, you still had to put this skirt. You just put them over your trousers. But for some reason, a woman and skirts, but there you go. Men also, if they had shorts on, they had to, it was obviously a big long bit of material that actually covered their legs. So it is, I think, and I just thought too, what happens when I come to your house? Do I take my shoes off if that's what you do? You know, when you're in someone else's domain, don't you just show respect by respecting their space?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole shoe thing is they'll very quickly say to you, no, 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 don't worry about that. And you'll see that they've got, you know, shoes. And people who like the shoes to be taken off, which I think is just a common clean thing, keeping the house clean sort of thing. But they'll have a shoe rack right next to the doors. So it's obvious that they like their shoes to be taken off.
Or like mine, or you just kick them off because you can see shoes everywhere and they're just wherever they actually land. And it's interesting you come from the cleanliness part too, because growing up on a farm, that's the reason obviously we took our shoes. You always took your gumboots off, your shoes off as you walk inside. But in town, many people actually leave them on.
Yes.
But you're right, it's taking the lead from that person's space that you're going in. And I kind of remember Jeff and I went to go and get Jeff a leather jacket made, actually, from this young Chinese guy. And you know how tall and big Jeff is. Well, he gave him slippers to put on.
I was just going to say, it's Japanese, too. That's great.
I know, but I think for most of us Westerners, we have big feet.
Yes.
And so it's kind of a little bit embarrassing when it kind of, you know, covers your toes and that's about it.
And particularly if there are those little slip-on slippers, yeah. I can just see Jeff's. That would have been so funny.
So, yeah, no, it's quite funny, eh? Yeah, because I think you're right. I think the Japanese have different slippers to go into the bathroom or toilet. I think you change your slippers when you go into there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know in a lot of Japanese houses, they have those little slip-on things at the door. So when guests arrive, they just take their shoes off and put these slip-on things on straight away. Maybe they consider bare feet or socks and that to be unclean as well. But I didn't know there's another pair that they have to wear in the bathroom.
I'm going
to
say that's allegedly. That's what I've heard through the grapevine. So I'm not 100% sure. But isn't it funny, you know, the different social etiquettes that we all have. And it's just while we're talking about this also made me think about, you know, when you sit down for dinner at someone's house and who starts, and we're all a little bit hesitant, aren't we, of how does the protocol go? And you, yeah, it's different everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, if they don't know you, yes. If like most of my friends and family, it's just first one and everybody sits where they want, and I'm lucky if I even get a plate with the food on it.
Yeah, but you're right. When you first go to someone's place, like, yeah, what happens here?
Particularly if they're a different culture.
Yeah. And we don't think of these as little rituals, but we all have them. You know, you're right. And you know, does your dinner come plated? Does it everything get put in the middle of the table? And all of hey, do you know, that's just made me think. I've never had fondue.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I know, it was the biggest rage. I don't know why it popped into my head, actually. I think it was kind of that sharing part. Because didn't you have that little pot in the middle of the table and you all dipped in? And
yeah, it was really great for parties and that. Although, sort of people don't really sit around a table anymore like they used to. The whole way people go and visit, well, they don't. That's the thing. They don't go and visit people anymore. You no longer have the Friday evening parties where you all turned up at one friend's place and everybody took a different turn and your kids were all in one room watching TV together and there was another room for the babies that were going to sleep and you all sat in and talked or played cards or something and you had a whole pile of nibbles in the middle of the table. You know, I remember those days and they were fantastic and fondue was perfect for that because you could have it sweet or savoury, it didn't matter which, and everybody just ate what they wanted to.
I wonder if it'll come back, you know, because it was such a thing, wasn't it?
I don't think it'll come back as long as people don't want to invite other people into their homes anymore, and that's the biggest thing. People do not have dinner parties anymore, or very few. They just don't want to for a number of reasons. I spoke to a number of people about that because it's one of the things that I think really drops down on being social with your neighbours and with your friends and staying communicating with them. I think it's one of the biggest things that we don't do that anymore. And I think it's a huge loss to society because you lose the protection of having all that neighbourly protection around you as well. And just the social aspect of it, you know. And so I asked people why they don't do it anymore and they all more or less said, well, I wouldn't know what to cook, I wouldn't know what to take, I can't be bothered having to do that sort of thing. I'd rather just meet them at a restaurant. So I think, and a lot of them said, oh, it's a mess. I like to go for a bike ride the next day, and so I don't want to have to clean up the mess from the people having been there. And I'm going, it's all me, you know?
Yeah. Gosh, that's really interesting, isn't it? I suppose it comes through a little bit better in summer when we have barbecues. So, but again, I don't know.
No, even then, you know, even then they just don't, like I always throw at least two barbecue parties a year and my friends respond by inviting me out for dinner, not by barbecue parties. I love having them.
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a myth. I mean, you, I know you always have at least one party a year.
Interesting.
That we all go out to your place, and you love doing that.
Yeah.
But how many friends have you got that invite you to something similar?
Apart from you, I think you're right. I think it is come out to the restaurant or whatever else.
Yeah.
Gosh, haven't we been? Oh, well, I wonder what's going to happen if this recession this looming recession kind of comes along, and will we suddenly revert back to that because we don't have all of it kind of start to pull in our pennies or our spending a little bit? Will we start inviting people back?
Mm. Well, no, because everybody's going to say it costs them too much money. Remember the potluck dinners? Did you ever do the potluck dinners?
Yeah, we did, and with varying degrees of success. I think with potluck dinners nowadays, you kind of at least have to say, well, your salads, your this, and your sweets, because otherwise you end up with a whole lot of sweets or a whole lot of salads, and
and even when you do that, though, you end up with the containers of salads from the supermarket, packets of biscuits and containers of dessert. Nobody ever wants to do the meat, so the host always does the meat normally because you can't buy that from the supermarket quite so easily. So people just don't like to. Yeah. You know, people used to love to cook. It was sort of like everybody was always interested in what the other person was going to cook and so on and so forth, but they just don't like to do that much nowadays.
Actually, interesting, I find that with my students. They come with big lunch boxes full of, I don't know, whatever it is, whether they've cooked it for lunch or, the night before. But they always share it around, and I always threaten them that I'm going to do a bring a plate night, so that we can all have a bit of a taste of each other's different foods that would be quite cool because there's lots of different cultures in there. But, yeah, well, I haven't quite got around to it yet. But I always think that would be a great idea, just to... Again, it's just that sharing, isn't it? It's like the cafes. Some of those cafes put in the very big tables where you can all sit together. Oh, we don't. We all sit at one end or go and find a little table for two.
That's bizarre.
There's just,
And see, we used to have the greatest fun way back in those days because we'd often have a different theme night and we'd all fancy dress, if you love fancy dressing. And so it'd be a Mexican night or it'd be an Indian night or, it was great fun.
Well, I'm not quite into that fancy dress stuff, but I'll probably leave that to you, that one. Hey, let's just take a break and catch up with a bit of music.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. While we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. Yeah, we have so much in common, we argue all the time. You always say I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. While we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke, high school kid. Love, love. On the caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. While we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Young, dumb.
Hey, I just want to pick up on something you said before, Irene, about neighbours. And it's interesting because within our rural neighbourhood, we have this little...
I love it.
My God, you know, you really are going to have to go to the doctor, I think. And we have like a little kind of email thing that goes around, and you know, so if there's any suspicious people or vehicles in the area, you know, it just, you know, lets everybody know. And the other day, unfortunately, the bloke he sent it to all rather than BCC'd it.
Ah.
And, you know, sometimes you slip up. You know, this guy's been doing it for years and doing a fantastic job. And, oh, my gosh, someone very nicely wrote back and said, should this not be BCC'd? And he goes, oh, you know, I'm really, really sorry. And anyway, so I thought, well, I just flicked him an email just to say, hey, thanks. Thanks for, you know, keeping in there. But it made me really think about how we have changed. And as you were saying, you know, who knows your neighbours? And I wrote back to him and I said, you know, to think of all of the stuff we use these days, Facebook, social media, not private, cameras everywhere, not private, and yet we're worried about our email address being shown to our community.
Great answer.
But also it made me think, gosh, years ago, with our neighbours, we'd probably have their key.
Yes.
And we'd actually know yes. who they are.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it funny?
Yes, we would go, even if they were of a different age group and didn't actually socialise with us, we would still know who they were, who their family was, you know, who their friends were, who was the genuine person going up the driveway and who was
a stranger. Yeah,
and we would look out for them, but that sort of thing doesn't happen anymore.
And I think, you know, when we see what's happening in our communities, and I'm absolutely outraged by this, and I don't think there's enough media being outraged by it, but was it a couple of weeks ago, there was like five huge incidents in Auckland, shootings, beatings, home invasions, and we should be absolutely outraged by this. But exactly, if our neighbours knew... We'd be helping each other. I think it's time we got back to that. So let's all kind of think about this week and think, hey, let's go and knock on our neighbour's door and say hi. Not to be in their face, but just to say, hey, this is who I am, and let's get rid of that community back.
It'll be interesting. We'll pick up on this next week and see what happens.
Right. Okay, Darth Vader, I'm going to let you go off and so that you can breathe again. And for our listeners out there, go and have a wee peek at how our Irene does look like today. We'll see you the same time, same place next week.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy. Out of my mind, out of my mind. Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me. Too many times, too many times. Pick up the phone. You know he's only calling 'cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. I got no rules, I count him. I got no rules, I count him. I got no rules, I count him.
pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards.
No way to turn.
No way to turn.
No.
Now I'm standing back from it.